Well, just for murmuring, Miriam was given Zaraat. Why wasn't Aharon? We never found that out, did we? Because they were both called for murmuring, and yet only Miriam was given the Zaraat. There must have been a reason. I don't know how I'm ever to find it. I'll just have to ask Moshe when I get up there. Okay. Today I've only got a short message for you. And that's because we have to leave here in just over an hour. So we'll have the message and the service before then. So let's move on. I'm reading from Bamidbar today. But before I start, have you ever been around someone that had a question for you that you never, but would never stop talking long enough for you to give them an answer? Come on. They ask you a question, but they keep on and on and on, and you just, when can I answer this question? By the time that they're through talking, they've thanked you for listening, and they leave without ever actually hearing what your answer was. It's the same way when people are praying. When praying, many people do all the talking and commanding and demanding of Yehovah what they want and how they want it. And they never stop long enough to listen to what Yehovah has to say. And it's really important that we keep a balance, that we wait and we listen. And I know I've spoken about listening to Yah before. It's really important to wait on him and hear what he says. Because what we want isn't always what we need. What we want isn't what he thinks is good for us. And so we have to listen to Yehovah. So there's a time when we need to be quiet and just listen and wait on the Ruach HaKodesh, or the Holy Spirit, to hear what the Holy Spirit says. So let us go to Bamidbar Numbers chapter 9, verse 8, please. Moshe answered them, "Wait, so that I can hear what Yehovah will order concerning you." So then Moshe goes to Yehovah. "Tell the people of Israel," Yehovah says to Moshe, if any of you now or in the future generations is unclean because of a corpse or is on a trip abroad, nevertheless, he is to observe Passover or Pesach." So they had to go to Yehovah with that. Until to this very day, people can have Passover on the first month or the second month of the year. Then in Revelation, in chapter 2, verse 11, it says, "Those who have ears," who doesn't have ears here? Good. "Let them hear what the Ruach HaKodesh is saying to the Messianic community. Who wins the victory will not be hurt at all by the second death. And to the angel of the Messianic community in Pergamum, he wrote, 'Here is the message from the one who has the sharp, double-edged sword.'" And further down in verse 17 of Revelation 2, it says, "Those who have ears, let them hear what the Ruach," what the Spirit, "is saying to the Messianic communities. To him winning the victory, I will give some of the hidden man. I will also give him a white stone on which it is written a new name that nobody knows except the one receiving it." We will all receive that new name. As you know, I believe I know mine. Many of you know what you believe that yours will be. Because it always speaks, that name that you will receive, because it's from Yah, it speaks into who you are. It speaks into your destiny. It speaks into what Yah has planned for you in life. That's what your name is. Tamar is victorious spirit. It's a great big tree, a palm tree, that bends in the wind, that can take drought, can take flood, can take fire, has the beautifulest, most plumpest fruit on it. That's why I'm not skinny. It has plump fruit that's so sweet. And when I was in Israel, Yehovah said to me, "Now can you see why I call you Tamar? Your spirit isn't the size you are, but that's how I see you, as that tall tree. That's your name. That's the name that you are given on that white stone. Let Yah speak to you. Listen to his voice. See what he wants to say to you, what your name should be. Because it speaks about who you are and your destiny in him, what he wants, how he sees you to be. Not how you see yourself to be. Never as you see yourself. It's always how he sees you." So sometimes we can spend too much time praying for a certain problem. We have to take time to listen to Yehovah or his Ruach HaKodesh. We must be careful. We just can't demand what we want, because Yehovah has other things in mind for us. We must listen to what the Ruach says to the Messianic community. I know that we are creatures of habit, and we like to think that Yah needs our advice from time to time, how to handle the world, but he doesn't really. As a matter of fact, he probably laughs every time we try to give him our opinion. If we aren't led by the Ruach of Elohim, that we cannot be his sons and daughters. It is said in Romans 8 and verse 14, "All who are led by Elohim's Ruach are Elohim's sons." Now, you know that scripture always speaks of sons, as actually when you read it in Hebrew, it actually says, it's not gender specific, because it says B'nai Elohim, which are children of Elohim or children of Yah. So where the English version always comes up with sons, it means children. And we are all children of Yehovah, not just sons. To be led by anyone, you have to listen to them. Then do what they say. Otherwise, they cannot lead you. Can you hear me now? Can you all hear me? Oh, good. Is that what Yah is constantly saying to us? Is he saying, "Are you listening? Can you hear me?" Is there anyone here who knows Yehovah's voice? Some of us do. It's not just hearing, but it's also knowing. It's not just hearing that voice. It's knowing like you know, like you know, like you know, that was Yah speaking. And it's what you have to do. It's the Ruach HaKodesh touching you in some way to tell you what to do. The scripture says, "Those who have ears, let them hear what the Ruach is saying, and then you follow it." So it's always the Ruach that speaks. In Yochanan John, or chapter 10, verses 27 and 28, Yochanan says, "My sheep listen to my voice." So Yeshua says, "My sheep listen to my voice. I recognize them and they follow me. I give them eternal life. They will absolutely never be destroyed, and no one will snatch them from my hands." If we hear Yah's voice, if we listen to the Ruach, we cannot fall astray. We cannot be led by the adversary into sin. We can lose direction if we fail to hear his voice. Let me say this. The reason many people struggle in their walk with Yah is that they are trying to figure it all out, that they are getting others to pray for their situations and expecting them to figure it out for them. We can't go to people. We can't go to people and say, "You've got to pray for me. I need you to pray for this. I need you to pray for that. I need you to pray for something else." We have to do it ourselves. We can't depend on other people to do our praying for us, because it's not people that answer you. You have to wait and listen to the small, still voice of Yah and hear what he has to say to you in regard to your situation. He knows your situation. He knows everyone's situation. Poor Usha doesn't even have a roof over her head at the moment. And she's still waiting, waiting patiently for something to come for her and her family. We need to pray for Usha, that Yah will provide a home for her and her children. But how many people did Usha ring up to ask them to do that? Nobody? No. See, she's trusting Yah herself. That doesn't mean we can't pray for her. But she is trusting Yah. We can lose direction if we fail to hear Jehovah's voice. And this is much harder to do as an adult than it is as a child. And that's why Yeshua himself said that we have to become like little children when it comes to trust and faith. You've all heard my parable of the broken toy, haven't you? Is there anyone who hasn't? Oh, okay, some haven't. Okay, well, in that case, Maureen, would you come out here, please, and bring that bottle with you? Yep. Just bring my water bottle with you. Okay. No, hold on to it. Come stand over here. This is your broken toy, all right? Now, if a child has a broken toy, what does it do? It gives it to its father. Can I have the toy, please? And says, will you fix it? And it waits patiently until the toy is fixed, and the father says, there you go, your toy's fixed. Well done, the child waited. But then, as an adult, we've got problems in life, and we pray to the father, and we say, Father, will you fix this situation for me? Father, will you fix this situation for me? Father, will you please fix it for me? I've been praying and praying for ages. We don't let him fix it. We keep taking it back. That's why Jehovah, thanks Maureen. That's why Yah wants us to be like little children. He wants us to let go of our problems. When we give something to him, leave it with him. Don't keep taking it back. Let him fix it. This is what Usha's doing at the moment. She knows that there's something in place for her. She knows that something's going to happen. She's given it to Yah. Yah will provide the way. And she's letting go and letting Yah fix it. This is what we all have to do. An absolutely an amazing example of a believing woman who doesn't have a husband to help her, but relies on Yah as her husband. That is awesome faith. In Matityahu chapter 4 and verse 4, and Yeshua answered and he said, the Tanakh says, man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of Jehovah. Where do we find every word that comes from the mouth of Jehovah? In the Tanakh. In the Kedavah HaShalakim. We need to go to his word. Because that's what it says. The only thing that Avraham knew was that he had heard. He heard Elohim tell him to make a sacrifice of his only son, Yitzhak. Yitzhak gathered the wood and the fire and he wondered where the sacrifice was going to come from. But Avraham knew that Yah would provide, as he had given him many promises about this son that he had. Abraham knew Yehovah's voice, and he did whatever Yah asked of him. Even when our prayers are still unanswered, we need to praise Yah for what we haven't yet seen. Can we go to Bereshit or Genesis 22 verse 8? This is Abraham not seeing but still having faith. Abraham replied to his son Yitzhak, "Elohim will provide himself the lamb for a burnt offering, my son." And they both went on together. They came to the place Elohim had told him about, and Abraham built the altar there, set the wood in order, bound Yitzhak his son, and laid him in the altar on the wood. Then Abraham put out his hand and took the knife to kill his son. The angel of Yehovah called to him out. I'm sorry, my glasses don't. These are computer glasses, not reading glasses. So it's really difficult even trying to read this. So the angel of Yehovah called to him out of heaven. "Avraham, Avraham," he answered. "Here I am." He said, "Don't lay your hand on the boy. Don't do anything to him. For now I know that you are a man who fears Elohim, because you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me." Abraham raised his eyes and looked, and there behind him was a ram caught in the bushes by its horns. Abraham went and took the ram and offered it up as a burnt offering in place of his son. Now, I have never known rams to be mountain climbers. Yes, I've heard of mountain goats, but I've never heard of a mountain ram. But a ram was there on the day. Yehovah provided. Just like Yehovah's going to provide a house for Usha. A car for you. Got your car yet? Still waiting? Okay, it's coming. Yah knows your needs. He's going to provide it. He will bring it in his perfect timing. Yah will make a way where there seems to be no way. If you want to hear from Elohim, well, listen to this. Turn the world off. Get off social media. Turn off everything that is not of Yah, because he will not speak to your situation if your ears are listening to the world and not to his Ruach. It doesn't matter what man might advise you, or what you read or self-diagnose from the internet. It can bring in more doubt and lack of trust than if you just waited on Yehovah. There is a balance somewhere, but it's not with the weight of the world pressing so hard on you that you can't get a breakthrough. It's time to stop. It's time to meditate and listen to what the Ruach of Elohim has to say. If we are praying in true faith, our prayers will be answered. And I'm not saying that they are always answered the way we want, because our wants can get in the way of our needs. Yah knows what is best for each and every one of us. We either have faith to trust him or keep on making the same mistakes over and over again until we pass the test. Because he'll just give you the test again if you haven't passed it the first time. You can never fail Yah's school, because fail is just a further attempt in learning. So you get the test to learn a bit more, and the test to learn a bit more, and the test to learn a bit more. You will eventually pass once you've had the same test a few times. It starts to get in. So Yah will keep on giving you that same test until it is passed. And I'm sure that you have seen many people who keep on making the same mistakes in their lives, time after time after time. At some stage, they will either pass it or turn their back on Elohim completely. Everything in our walk has to be a balance. A balance of stepping out in faith when we listen to the voice of Yah. The leadership of Baked Gun Eden have been praying for a better venue for over 2 years. We believed that they were going to open up the auditorium back there, which is a theatre type room, that it would be opened up and we could move into that. It never happened. But we didn't stop praying. And then the new venue came purely and simply because it was offered to us. We didn't go looking for it. It was offered. And it was offered at an unreasonably low price. Even though it's higher than what we pay here, and we're going to step out in faith that we have the tithes to cover what we will be needing to run at that facility, I believe it is answered prayer. We cannot step out in faith into a new venue without our trust in Yah. But when Yah says move, when the cloud gets lifted and we have to go, we have to move, because we're never going to grow any bigger in this room. The children are outside at the moment. Usually we've got another 6 or 7 children and another 3 or 4 families here with children. Where are we going to fit them? The children end up sitting on the floor. We don't have enough room. People like to be able to sit down with a bag beside them. They need to spread out. They don't need to be stuffed together. It's not comfortable. The air conditioning's cold in the middle of summer. We freeze to death. We need to bring jumpers. You know, Yah has organised this new place for a reason. And I believe that we all need to step up. When we move, we will change things. It's an opportunity to grow, not just physically, as in numbers, but spiritually as people. It's a time to step out in faith. It's a time to trust Yah. That's all I'm saying for now, because we're going to visit it and let you get the message. I haven't seen it yet. I've only seen photos, just like you. I've never been to the venue. But I believe our prayers were answered. And so we need, all our prayers are answered when we least expect it. So this afternoon, we'll have just a short schmooze time. It's now 11:40. I'd like to have the remembrance service finished by midday, so that we can have a schmooze time for half an hour and then get ready to go. I've got 4 minutes. Oh goodness, is it? Oh, I can't read, I tell you. We've got 4 minutes. I saw the second hand going. It's terrible when you can't see, believe you me. Because these glasses aren't made for close up, they're made for out here somewhere. And so I don't have a pair of glasses that I can read with at the moment. So let us go back to our remembrance service and move on. Praise Yah, my husband tells me what to do. And I listen to him as well. Sometimes. Truthful? Not all the time. Okay.